Hello, welcome back to No Downtime, a podcast from Fort Rock Data Center located in beautiful Central Oregon. I'm your host, Connor Williams, and I'm joined once again today by Levi Mansell. He is our Director of Sales and Business Development here at Fort Rock. And in this episode, we're going to talk about kind of a hot button topic in the data center world, and that is, of course, energy and water usage. So, Levi, welcome. How's it going today?
Pretty good, you know, as usual. However, I've had this nasty cough. It's been lingering for like 3 weeks now. So if I just bust out into, hopefully Jason will edit out the massive cough attack that'll happen. I have a big gulp though.
Perfect solution.
Yeah. I don't know if it has any medicinal values, but at least it's convenient.
Well, we appreciate you coming back, of course, and lending your expertise.
Yeah.
So, I'm curious, you know, in the past couple episodes, you know, we've been talking a lot about Fort Rock's capabilities as a purpose-built data center, namely, of course, our ability to provide reliable edge computing with low latency and high density power. And of course, it's no secret that this level of processing generates a lot of heat, and we know that heat is not a server's friend. So let's just kind of start with the basics. How do we actually cool down the data center, and why is that important?
Well, we use liquid cooling as I was sipping on this drink here. It's pretty convenient. anyways, I blame it on the rain. We need more snow, less rain, right?
Yep.
It's cold, but not that cold. So I think we need the temp to drop a little bit, get some maximum coolage. When it comes to cooling, though, we're liquid cooled in the sense that we have Munters, which is a brand name of liquid cooling that uses water over a large manifold. And the manifold cools, essentially think of like a radiator on a car, cools down the large apparatus, which cools down the air. And we also have economizers. So when it's cold during the day or at night, we can introduce fresh outdoor filtered air to help cool as well. So definitely different than what they're doing down in Arizona and California, where it's, you know, 120 degrees a day in the high desert. At night, it's naturally cool. It warms up during the day, during the summertime, obviously, but we have a high elevation to kind of help us out with that a little bit. So in terms of actual geographical location, a cool, dry climate is ideal, but we have plenty of mountains in the proximity. So lots of glacier and ice melt during the summertime for nice cold water, very accessible. We're actually probably about a half or three quarter mile away from a river, but we're up high enough that we're out of the 400 year floodplain. So pretty strategic location when you get down to it. But
yeah,
overall in cooling though, you have evaporative cooling. We don't see a lot of evaporation because we're so small. So you hear about data centers, you know, that are a million square feet or something ridiculous, fairly close to a water source, sucking up all the water for the community and causing environmental problems. We don't really have a lot of AI applications. And then in addition to that, when it comes to the cooling needs, we rely, you know, over 50% of the time just on the environment to assist with that. And then when it does get hot, we'll go ahead and kick on those Munters.
Sure. Okay. So, you know, you said maybe about 50% of the time we're able to kind of rely on or take advantage of that natural cooling element from just being in the high desert, being in a relatively cool environment. We're near those mountains, and that kind of helps the environment provide a natural cooling effect. So, you know, you kind of led into this, but data centers are, you know, nowadays at least often criticized for, you know, their energy usage. So where does most of our energy at Fort Rock actually come from?
That's a great question. You know, a lot of East Coast power come from coal, for instance, and obviously that's a little controversial. when it comes to the majority of the power generated on the West Coast, that's through hydro. Mm-hmm. So along the Columbia River and other rivers that feed into it, there are quite a few dams that generate power. Obviously, there's an impact on wildlife like fish, but there are some man-made things that kind of address that issue. But overall, Oregon has a very diverse energy mix where there's been a lot of solar and wind that have popped up over the last few decades, but predominantly hydroelectric, which is clean. It's not like burning gas, you know, like propane or natural gas. It's not like burning coal or trash, you know, which is even used for electricity generation. So it's very stable, very predictable, very steady. And a lot of that power that's generated in the Northwest is actually sold to the Southwest and beyond. So in terms of the power grid, that's more of a problematic topic at this point in time, as opposed to the power generation itself.
So getting into, you know, energy usage, we have in the data center, you know, industry, your power usage effectiveness score. So can you talk a little bit about what that means and what Fort Rocks is, how we're doing on addressing our PUE score, and then, of course, how that helps your clients with their sustainability goals or reporting?
When it comes to our PUE, we have, well, I guess power use effectiveness is just a ratio. So to kind of explain that, you have the compute power that's required for all of your servers, and then you have the facilities power needs, which would be like your lights, your heating and cooling, et cetera, et cetera. So the ideal ratio is to have less HVAC pulling power compared to servers. And the closer you can get to the servers utilizing all of the power, the lower your ratio is going to be to a 1-to-1. Mm-hmm. So if you had a, let's say, HVAC uses 50% of the power and the other 50% is used by your servers, that would be a PUE of 2. As you get closer down to, you know, 20% being used by HVAC and then 80% being used, you would divide that. So ours is about 1.3 on average right now. Anything below 1.5 is very, very good. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, if you have a facility that has 1,000 kilowatts an hour, and then 800 out of the 1,000 is just your IT equipment, mm-hmm. you divide that 800 into 1,000, and that gives you a 1.25.
Right.
So your PUE would be 1.25. Because 80% of your overall power is on the server side, and then 20% is on the facility side for lights, cooling, et cetera. So the closer you can get to using just your servers and no other power, the closer you're going to get to that one rating. So when it comes to the PUE, that helps keep our costs down. That helps minimize our impact on the environment. Mm-hmm. Also results in more effective and efficient cooling for our clients. So there's less concern of overheating.
Sure. Power usage effectiveness. What an apt term.
Yep.
So, all right. I kind of want to get into some of the nitty gritty here, which I know you're looking forward to. You know, many data centers utilize hot aisles and cold aisles to separate the cold air intake from the hot air exhaust that's put off by all the servers. But Fort Rock takes it a step further and then uses hot aisle containment to keep servers cool. Can you talk about what this is, what the difference is between this versus hot aisles, cold aisles, and then why it's more efficient?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like the thing is, you'll hear hot aisle all the time. Oh, the hot aisle, cold aisle, et cetera. Traditional data centers will have a row of racks or, you know, cabinets with servers pointing towards each other in the walkway, which is considered your hot aisle. So all the exhaust that's being pulled through those servers to cool them are essentially being exhausted into one particular aisle. And ideally in that aisle, you'll have your HVAC intake that'll suck that hot air out. And then in the other aisles, just moving over, you'll have the cold air coming in from your HVAC system, pushing cold air towards the front of those servers to keep them cool. Now, the problem with that particular type of layout, even though it's more efficient than just using ambient air, is a lot of that air gets mixed up. So you don't have a actual sealed off containment in those scenarios. A lot of times they'll seal off chimneys, and that's a step forward out of the hot aisle where they actually capture with duct work that hot air being exhausted out of a cabinet. But it takes a little bit more space. When it comes to hot aisle containment, we have literally like sealed off rooms inside of our data hall floor. So the white floor has literally, we call them pods, but we have these rooms where there's, you know, 10 racks on the right, 10 racks on the left. Out in the open air, you have all of your HVAC cooling. So it's, you know, 50 something degrees. It's between 53 and 56 usually. All that cold air is sucked through those servers and exhausted on the inside of that room that's sealed off. And then we have chimneys up above in that aisle. And then, of course, heat naturally rises. So that is exhausted up and out. And we can either recycle the air, we can exhaust the air, et cetera, just depending on which is, you know, the most efficient way of doing that. All of our air is filtered. But beyond that, in terms of like building maintenance and controls. There, we take it a step further because not only do we have environmental controls where we sense the humidity and the temperature, which is, you know, closely monitored, and we have alarms if it goes out of our scope, but we also have a VESDA system installed as well on top of all of the rigorous fire suppression and fire alarm equipment. So VESDA is a very early smoke detection apparatus. And so instead of sensing smoke, it actually senses ions that have heated up. So if you were to have, let's say, like a power supply that starts to overheat and the wiring insulation starts to get hot, when you start to smell that kind of plasticky smell, that would set off that system. And so it's prior to something catching on fire that we have that very early detection. And so that VESDA system really helps in terms of us staying on top of it. So when I was at the data center a few months back, there was a power supply that started to overheat. We were able to identify the location and address it before it actually caught on fire. And it was a power supply that went bad on a client server. So That's something that is highly beneficial to ensure uptime, but also to keep everybody safe.
Yeah. So we've got these hot aisle containments, the VESDA units, all these different monitoring systems. How does this help with the longevity of the equipment itself, the server equipment? Is there any data to, you know, show, hey, your servers and your equipment are going to last X number of years longer with these things in place? Or
sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, what's kind of funny is a lot of manufacturers, they'll take and they'll list the expected life frame of, let's say, hard drives. They have an optimal operating temperature. And if you have the temperature too hot, it loses its effectiveness. So when you run, there's a fine breaking point, right? So in terms of monitoring systems and optimizing how that operates, yes, I mean, I think more people would rather than save like $1.25 by running it at 90 degrees as opposed to like 75, they'd rather have their equipment last longer. So there's that finite line of, okay, what is the most optimum, you know, operating temperature versus the longevity of your equipment and what's going to be safe. Mm-hmm. So in regards to a cool climate, the way that we've laid out and designed the data center is in a way to keep things moving effectively and efficiently, but also to ensure safety, security, and then the longevity of the equipment, because that equipment is not cheap.
Right.
You can pick up used servers and spin those up, and you're still spending a pretty penny for your equipment stack.
Yeah.
So having a purpose-built facility and having that thermal management really is just one of the many items on the tick list that we look as, you know, being a requirement, not a nicety or a perk.
Right.
It just is kind of like what we do.
Yeah. So as the needs of our clients and different power usage continues to evolve and increase, you know, what investments or upgrades has Fort Rock made or is planning to make to kind of stay ahead of increased demand?
Well, we've been building out, I mean, since we purchased the data center, the beginning of 2023, it's been over 3 years now. Mm-hmm. So when we purchased it, we had one hot aisle containment pod, you know, 20 racks. And then we had a row and a half at the time, which previously been caged. So since then, we've built out multiple hot aisle containment rooms, and we've added power distribution on the floor. We use Legrand Starline busway systems, so we can deliver three-phase power with modular tap boxes, which are quick to swap out. And then also have deployed our, you know, hot aisle containment with VESDA, et cetera. So as we build out the data center, we're approaching that halfway point. And so our next big investments, like we replaced our batteries and have gone through a lot of other improvements, upgrades, you know, swapped out brand new entry system, biometrics, cameras, the list goes on. But moving forward, our next big purchases are going to be our generator sets. So our gen sets right now are 750 kilowatts. So we're going to approach a bottleneck there. We're going to be upgrading those to 2 megawatt each. And they're fully redundant. So we'll be buying two of those and having those installed. And then also building out the rest of the power capacity. Right now, we're built out halfway for 2 megawatts. And so we'll be at least doubling that. We're looking at, you know, different options. So we may go beyond that, but we will see when the time comes.
Fantastic. So, you know, with all this in mind, assuming a company cares about, you know, sustainability efforts, efficiency with their hardware, and of course, uptime and operational stability being probably the most important thing for most companies, what makes Fort Rock an ideal place to co-locate?
Well, I mean, I'm a little biased. I think it's the people and how we run things. We're owned and operated by small rural cooperative telecoms. So these are small rural internet service providers where we focus on uptime. We also have some wholesale as well and help out other rural telecoms. So our main focus over the past few years has been diverse path, redundancy, failovers, multiple outs, leveraging peering with internet exchanges, et cetera. With Fort Rock Data Center, we have the Central Oregon Internet Exchange, which is great for offloading a lot of, you know, peering with local providers. In addition to that, we have, if you don't count Koi, a dozen connection options when it comes to carriers and such. So we're positioned well from a connectivity standpoint as we're talking about cooling. And the facility itself, it's built all around maintaining reliability and uptime. So you don't get more rock solid other than Fort Rock, especially in a boutique, you know, small data center. So when it comes to larger data centers, I mean, there's across the board, there's all different types of options out there. But really, at the end of the day, if you want excellent service, you know, attention, white glove treatment, and then also high reliability and uptime. High availability is our middle name, really. You know, because our business is co-locating your business, if that makes sense. So we're really all about focusing on your needs and making sure that we're there for you.
Yeah. And even taking it a step further, when you call in and you're looking for service and trying to get a quote, you can do that on our website. But if you want to call us, you can actually talk directly to this guy too.
So. Absolutely.
Yeah. Be more than happy to help you out.
If you haven't heard enough of me.
Never. Awesome. Well, you know, that's gonna do it for this episode today, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you like this episode, consider giving us a like and subscribing to our YouTube channel. We'll be uploading episodes of No Downtime there, along with some other things as well. So for Levi Mansell, once again, I'm Connor Williams, and we'll catch you next time here on No Downtime. Fort Rock Data Center is a purpose-built facility strategically located in the high desert of Bend in Central Oregon. We offer reliable business continuity and edge computing solutions that meet SOC 2 Type 1 compliance in a low-risk environment east of the Cascade Mountain Range. Learn more at fortrockdc.com. Background music by Maxim Malko from Pixabay.
You know what? Let's do one on just buzzwords.
Data center buzzwords?
Yeah, we'll throw in like 5G. People are like, 5G, AI, 5G, hyperscalers, AI, 5G.